Friday, March 22nd, is World Water Day. The day is held annually to focus attention on the importance of fresh water and advocating the sustainable management of freshwater resources. The theme for this year is water cooperation. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, is cooperating with communities to bring water to towns and cities hit by crisis, especially in countries such as Syria and Mali. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the deputy head of the ICRC's Water and Habitation Unit, Evaristo Oliveira, about their work.
First question I wanted to ask you, a simple question just regarding water itself. Do you think people take water for granted?
Yes, absolutely. When it misses, that's when people realize that it's not granted.
Now, I wanted to talk to you, just move on to your work and the work that you do in your unit. Perhaps you could talk to us about why that was set up and the work you're doing.
Some 30 years ago, some medical doctors, they thought that it would be a great idea to invest in prevention of diseases instead of curing disease. So they hired one engineer, two engineers, and then they thought that water actually was a main issue, water and sanitation, environment and all. And they thought, my God, this is we're going to get so much less work in this, not talking in terms of work, but we're going to have so much a greater impact on many people if we actually work on those basic elements that are water, environment, sanitation, and it worked. It worked 30 years ago. That's how it started for us.
Now, you're bringing water to towns and cities hit by crisis. Perhaps you could talk to us about that.
We talk about water in rural areas. That's one thing. When we're talking about cities, we're talking about such amazing numbers of people in one center, depending on one system, that the infrastructure, the technology involved is quite heavy. I mean, we have to be good engineers, but also we're not that many around there. We have to be good engineers and people who kind of are the driving belt between different elements, such as the communities, the ministries, the departments, Department of Finance, Department, the Ministry of Water Resources, and the people who are the community who are receiving the end product. So we are trying to be the element that brings all of those people together to solve a problem.
The countries that you work in, I know one of those countries, and obviously a country hard hit by conflict, is Syria. Another country is Mali. What work exactly are you doing in those countries?
If we just look at water as an element that we need, that's good. Then we have to look where the water comes from and what it depends upon. So we have the water, yes, but then we have the pumps, the water treatment stations. They also need electricity, and then they need fuel, they need energy. So we have to encompass all of those things in the equation and make sure that people like, the people that we talk to, it's just not one person talking about water. No, it's the person talking about energy, fuel for the generators that will produce electricity for the pumps to function. So this is where I think we have our best value, in making sure that all of those people still work together and function.
Tell me, I mean, today is World Water Day. How important is that for the work that you do? Is it a help to you that there's a day that can highlight certain issues regarding water?
For myself, I work with the International Committee of the Red Cross. Yes, you know that we work in war zones. War creates a lot of casualties. Unfortunately, today, in those countries, much more harm is done to people because of public health is not insured, and public health depending on do you get clean water, for instance, and are you going to get sick if you drink this water. And this is where I think we have our best added value, is making sure that not to forget the people who suffer from war, not from direct hits, but from all the services that should be provided to them, provided in the clean water, for instance. Sincerely, today, I think that what we're trying to do with the people on the ground, on the field, the people who are really mostly affected, is that we talk to them, we are close to them, and they're the ones who know what their problems are. And they're the main parts of the solution. And as soon as they, we can provide them an environment where they can start creating a solution, they do. People do. And I am sincerely convinced that what we did, especially in urban areas where we talk to people, yes, get people to talk to each other, and we will find a solution to the problem of water availability, water access.